The Terriers win their Patriot League home opener over the Navy Mids by a score of 1-0. We're now joined by head coach Casey Brown. Coach, an impressive performance on both sides of the ball. Could you just summarize how you felt your team played?
Yeah, I'm so incredibly proud of the girls. What an awesome shift we just put in against a very, very good Navy team. I thought, like you said, it started with our defending. We were organized and really gritty in moments when we needed to be. And I thought did a good job of keeping a real potent attack relatively quiet. And then just pleased of what we created in the attack. I thought we had a lot of the ball. I thought we really imposed ourselves on them. And I thought we created, obviously, a number of chances. It's nice to see it go in the back of the net and get all 3 points here today. But super proud of the girls.
We'll now move on to questions from the media. We'll start off with Austin Chen from the Daily Free Press.
First of all, great game, great performance. Very difficult opponent. In conference, always nice to get a win. You talk about the tactics that led up to the goal in the second half. Talk about how we noticed up in the box that you switched the wingers. You talk about what went through your mind there, what went through that decision.
Yeah, I think we were creating so much and we felt a great confidence that it was going to come. And I think we were just trying to jumpstart anything and see a different matchup to see if we could. There was a lot of bending, and we were just waiting for Navy to sort of break. And we just thought like some different personalities, some different matchups might do the trick. But again, credit to the girls. They found a way today and we created a great deal and again, created awesome opportunities. And it's nice to see one go in the back of the net.
And speaking on their performance and goal, obviously a fantastic showing. Do you think that this will be a sign that you will maintain keeping Braun in goal, or will you keep on the trend of sort of rotating between Bennett and Braun?
Yeah, listen, I think any given moment, any given game, players need to step up. And I thought Celia really stepped up today. She made an incredible penalty save in the first half, and we just wanted to continue that. We felt like she was playing with a lot of confidence, and again, we'll take each game as it comes, but obviously today she had an incredible performance, so we're very happy with her.
Thank you.
We'll now move on to Bobby Serafin from WTVU.
Yes, Coach. Great second half performance. I love the way you guys opened up. What was the issue with McNulty near the end of the second half where she had to come off multiple times due to it looks like a little bit of an injury?
Yeah, I don't think anything too serious. I think some nicks and knacks with the game. And again, I think we were just we have great depth on this team, which is awesome, and trying to rotate and get some different personalities in there. So she's a really tough kid and plays a tough brand of soccer. And just changing different people up throughout.
Perfect. And I also noticed how the midfield was super robust in the second half. Matthews drawing a lot of fouls. Giannino eventually getting the penalty as well. What did you like as far as your work rate from the midfield and how they seemingly dominated against this very talented Navy team?
You know, we have a really talented, technical, and dynamic midfield. But I thought, you know, in conference, you've got to bring something else with it and you've got to bring a gritty side to you. And I thought our midfield really set the tone with running through balls, playing on the edge. And again, you draw opportunities like that. So I thought we had a real toughness to our performance today. And again, we've been talking about that, a little bit of a ruthlessness. And I think that's so important. And you need that ingredient to be a championship side. And, you know, that's what we're trying to chase. So very pleased with the step we took towards it today.
And I also just wanted to ask about Amy Thompson. A lot going through her head. She has the penalty. She isn't able to convert it, but then she does grab the winner. From the coaching side, what type of confidence are you trying to install in her to keep searching for that winner and keep shooting, because she still has quite a large margin of team lead in shots?
That girl's a rock star. We're very lucky to have her. She's an incredible leader on this team. She wants the ball in high-pressure moments and just shows you what she's capable of and her resiliency mentally. She's on to the next one every single time. Again, I'm so proud that she was able to finish it and get the game winner for us today, but she's been incredible all year long, and I'm very happy for her.
And I think lastly, Coach, I wanted to touch on this, because in terms of the on-field possession, you guys were definitely in favor over Navy, but in terms of the set pieces, that's something you guys want to work on, because I think I counted 3 of the corner kicks you had that stayed, never got in play.
Yeah, I think we can continue to be a little bit more clinical in our execution and set pieces. Definitely something we'll continue to build on.
Thank you so much, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Really appreciate it.
We're now here with Amy Thompson, redshirt senior, who scores in the 84th minute to carry BU to a 1-0 victory. Amy, if you could just summarize the team's performance against Navy today.
I think we just wanted it. The energy, it was so contagious. Everyone on that field worked so hard, and it was just a huge team win. Everyone played a part in it.
We'll now go to questions from the media. We'll start off with Austin Chen from the Daily Free Press.
Right. So, great game, great goal. you talk about sort of like struggling throughout the match, try to break through that midfield and then get into the attacking third? Talk about the sort of mentality you had when you were close to goal.
We just, as a team, kept pushing it and kept, we were on the doorstep all game and we just put it away at the end. But I mean, overall, we just keep attacking, keep pushing it, and as a team working together, and this will be an exciting season.
Thank you.
And then for the penalty that came up before, what was going through your head after the penalty miss, and how were you able to kind of put that behind and go ahead and grab the winner after that?
I mean, that's a tough one to miss, and I just was like, can't get in my head. It's not about me. It's about the team. Move on to the next one and got to get a goal.
We're now joined by Celia Braun. Celia, if you could summarize the team's performance and how you played against the Mitz today.
I mean, I think that like one word that describes this game very well is resilience. We fought like through the whole game, every minute of it, and I think that's really what counted and what like brought us the win. Yeah.
We'll now move on to questions from the media. We'll start off with Bobby Serafin from WTBU.
All right, so for this game, what type of confidence does it instill from you, from the coach, to have you out there for the full 90 minutes? Because they had been known to alternate between you and Bennett.
You know, I mean, I would say that, we've been splitting 50-50 or even 90-0 in some situations. And I think it's just like Gretchen and I, we're like always competing. And honestly, it just makes us both better. And I hope that we continue to compete throughout the season,
Can you talk about your approach for the penalty that your team conceded? What was going through your head when you saw the foul, and then what was going through your head as the player was lining up for the penalty kick?
I mean, like, the pressure is always on the shooter, so I tend to not to get like nervous in those situations, simply knowing that, you know, they're supposed to score it, and I just really try to stick with my decision, which I made before she shot, and I mean, part of it is also luck, but it worked out.
And it seemed though that the defense did a really good job pressing today in terms of just keeping the Navy midshipmen back in their own zone and getting a lot of pressing in the midfield. But how much pressure does that take off of you and the rest of the defense to like have that sort of press on the opposition?
I mean, it's very helpful, and it also lets the defenders recover a little bit and get set, stay organized, and yeah, it's a big part of just general organization and recovery. Yeah, it's very, very nice to have that.